Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Back in the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, Coach Eric Conkle. 13-3 on the year, 4-0 in Conference USA play. Got 5-0 win streak going on right now. Coach is doing really well. Coach, what's up down there in Ruston, man?
Well, we're just trying to keep it going, Boss Man. It's great being with you again, and good chatting with you beforehand. Know that you're doing well, but we're getting excited about conference play continuing. We've got a big game tomorrow against Southern Miss here at home, and just trying to get better and better.
I hear that, man. It's kind of weird to have that back-to-back again. You play him at home tomorrow. You play him on Sunday on the road there. So get ready to play. Coach Landon does a great job out there in Southern Miss, Hattiesburg, man. Tell me about what you're on film for those guys and that matchup with your close rivals down in Hattiesburg, man.
Well, it is a little bit different. This is our travel partner in Conference USA play, Southern Miss. So we're going to play them twice this week. Of course, last year we played our entire conference schedule back-to-back. So we've got a little bit of experience on that. But first things first, we've got to be able to take care of business and play well tomorrow night, and then we'll worry about our game in Hattiesburg on Sunday after that.
No doubt, man. Well, tell you, Coach, you played Power Five teams. You know, the first game was not a game you wanted to really put on film there, but hey, you played tough against NC State and LSU and Boise City out there, man. So tell me about seeing your guys compete well against Power Five talent, knowing they can compete against anybody in the world if they can take care of business in March and get into that tournament, man.
As you know, Boss Man, every non-conference schedule is really to try to prepare you for a Conference USA play. And we've got a really good league again this year, maybe the strongest that we've had. And we wanted to be able to play against great teams to get ready for it. And we did. And you look both home and away, a number of trips that we made really challenged us. And those teams are having really good years now. And that's what we wanted. We wanted to play teams that could compete for conference championships and play against different styles as well so that we could have that type of experience as we go into league play.
Most definitely. And what I also like, Coach, this man, you got live reps playing close games against Jackson State. You got one against Santa Clara and playing Rick Stansbury, the guys of West Kentucky, who's always a tough team, came back on them, won a close game. Talk about getting those live reps now of winning close games you can't replicate in practice every day.
As you said, I mean, those types of experiences are so important. We can rep so many things in practice, special situations, all different types of things. But when you do it against other teams, when you don't know their playbook, you know their personnel a little bit, but you have to go through it in front of a live audience with referees and everything. It's important. We've got a younger team this year. And so that experience, we think, is vitally important and experience that we hope will really help us as the season progresses.
most definitely. And I think having that younger team, having up this right now means next year and the year after, hey, when you get older in your league and beyond, you know how it is. The older you are, the better you're going to be. And we got guys that's 21, 23 years old who are growing men who've been through some battles, man. When it gets tough times, they can get through it. I think you'll be really excited about that, knowing this year will help you that springboard to use beyond for your program.
Well, we like growing our program organically as best as possible. We like building with younger guys and growing our team. We've got two fifth-year seniors in our program, boss man. So we've got some experience in Xavier Christian and Amari Archibald. Both have been here with us for 5 straight years, which has been awesome to be a part of that journey with them. And then we've got some guys that have played 2, 3, and 4 years. Then we've got a lot of brand new guys too. So we want to have a passing of the baton year after year to grow our program. We want young guys to contribute. We try to play 9 or 10 guys a night and have everybody be involved with the product out on the floor and the process of getting better and better.
No doubt. And Coach, what I love about your team is, like you said, I can see how you guys have developed over the time you've had them. Like, seeing guys actually improve when you recruit them as freshmen, seeing them improve from year to year incrementally. To me, it's so important. I look for that, Coach, when I look at stats, see how coaches are really doing. I want to see guys who you brought in year one, what they're improving each year. I think you do a great job with your staff, do a great job of developing your young men, and they can actually play for you because of the way you train them before they get on the court live in live action.
Well, thank you. We want to be a player development program, and that's development in a number of different areas. We want players to feel like, number one, they're valued, and two, that they're getting better, that they're improving, and that they're a part of something. And that takes a lot of work. That takes a lot of extra time outside of practice, a lot of conversations. We have a great responsibility as college basketball coaches to be a part of their lives as they're growing into adulthood. And we want to prepare them the best way they can after Louisiana Tech, not just as a player, but as a person as well. But we've got a tight-knit group of guys. They're wonderful people. They love basketball, and they want to play at a very high level. And we want to do everything we can all day long to help them get to accomplish those types of dreams and goals.
And, Coach, I love Kenneth Lofton Jr., man. A double-double guy, energy guy, both ends of the floor, affecting the game. I love his passion. I see it on his face, man. He's enjoying himself. He's affecting the game in multiple ways and doing. He's been anchored for you defensively in the middle there, man. Tell me about having that young man as a double-double for you guys, what he does for your team and energy-wise, his effort.
Well, he's one of the guys I talked about who's young in age, but he's got some experience under his belt. He's a second-year player for us, was freshman of the year last year. Was leading scorer on the USA Under-19 team this summer. But first thing about him, boss man, is he loves basketball, just loves it. Like, he wants to play it all the time. He can't wait for the games. He loves basketball, and he wants to be as good as he possibly can at it. When you start with that type of passion, you can get a lot of things done. And it also just spreads within our locker room and into our fan base as well. But he can score, he can pass, he can dribble, he can defend multiple guys. He's got, of course, big size, but he's got very, very soft hands, quick feet. He can do a lot of things, and I think his best basketball is still ahead of him.
Most definitely. And, Coach, I love this too, man. You got guys like Amari out there, man, and Keyston and Kobe out there, man. These perimeter guys are playing really well for you, making plays for guys as well, take care of the basketball. Think about how important it is to have those guys who can stretch the defense from three, take care of the basketball, limit those live ball turnovers, set your defense so you can be very switchable, be very solid defensively, and make teams work hard and burn the shot clock up with those guys playing well on the offensive end of the floor, set up defensively for you guys as well.
Guard play is so important, boss man. You know that. I mean, we've got a great, great interior player in Junior Lofton, but you got to have great guards that can stretch the floor to keep the defense away and honest. And then you also got to have guards that can get him the ball. And we've got a number of guys that are skilled at doing those things. We looked into this offseason. Keyson Willis was a player that we brought in. We lost some perimeter shooting in our senior class, and Keyson's delivered in that. Had multiple 3-point field goal games, can stretch it, can dribble it. And then we've got great contributions from Amari and Kobe and a number of other guys as well to pass, dribble, and shoot, make great decisions.
And, Coach, I love this, man. six guys shooting over 30% from three. Other guys right at 27, 28% as well. So your guys are shooting the ball from downtown, man. Like you said, again, they're making them space, have to make those bombs and give Kendall some room in the post, man. An inside-outside game, give them a dual threat. Make defense have to pick the poison. Let Kenneth, the Dominator, me, let them shoot threes. I love the way you can get them both ways, Coach.
Well, we got to be able to. You're right. You got to have multifaceted approach. And that's the whole thing. We want to have balance, both inside and out, and spread out among all of our guys. We don't want to be a team that if you can just take one thing away, that we've got no chance of scoring. So we give our guys a lot of freedom offensively. But then we also really instruct them on how to make the right play, how to pass down a good shot and try to get a great shot, how to be aggressive but yet unselfish. And those are the types of things that we work on every day in practice and things that we just want to reiterate.
No doubt. Coach, another thing you're doing good, defending the home court. Now, I didn't know at home, you know, like I talked about earlier, winning at home games are very important. So having the fans, the LaTeX fans and Rustin there come out to see you guys play, cheer on this team at the end of the day, give you all. Talk about make sure your guys take care of home court first and foremost always, and also want to get some on the road as well.
Our guys are very, very competitive no matter where we play, but there always is something special about playing at home in front of your fans, in front of your family. We've got a number of guys that are from within 5 hours of Ruston here. And then the community here really treats us like family as well. And you never want to let your family down. So we've got a big test tomorrow against Southern Miss. We're looking forward to our fan base. Our students are back. Looking forward to a great environment tomorrow.
And how's it been, Coach, with COVID raging again? Tell me, guys, be very careful. I'll tell you off the air about the problems we have in the NBA. So for your guys, got to be costumes again last semester, be around their friends again. So how'd that happen to be careful? You have the council games haven't hit you or break through your whole team, have you playing with seven guys, which I know is already hard. Can't even pretty practice, but I play that many minutes with seven guys. So I'm about to tell you guys, be vigilant with this thing raging again or all around us again.
We talk all the time, boss man, about controlling what we can control. And it takes great discipline. And you think about the ages of 18 to 22 year old, you've got to really prioritize your life. And our guys want to have a great basketball season. And on top of that, they want to stay safe and healthy for themselves and those around them. So they've been asked to keep their circles small, of course, keep washing their hands, wear a mask when in areas where they don't know a lot of people. Of course, there's opportunities to get vaccinated and all those different types of things. But we're all trying to do whatever we can possible to remain safe and play basketball.
And, Coach, you got two young men out of Houston in this silent period here. I want to talk to you about B.B. Knight and Josiah McGrath. Tell me about those young men and what you saw those young men, what they're bringing to your program in years to come, man.
Well, we're excited about both of them, boss man. Both are that multifaceted athletic guard with some good size. Josiah is about 6'4". He's a combo guard. He's a live, wired, motored guy. He's very, very athletic, but he can pass, dribble, and shoot. And he's just got an attacking mentality. Comes from a great program down there in Houston and Cy Falls. And then BB, he's a guy that's got, again, great size, 6'5", really bouncy, can really shoot the basketball. And he comes from a great program in Tompkins High School in Katy, Texas. So those guys, we really, really like. We like that they're only about 5 hours away. Their families can come watch them play, and we think they'll add a lot to our program.
No doubt. Coach, I'll be cheering for you tomorrow. I guess with Southern Miss, man. I always love our chats, man. I hope you guys stay safe and win the College USA and go to the big dance, man. I hope to see you down the road, man, as well, buddy.
Sounds great, boss, man. Thanks so much for having me, and always the best.
Thanks, Coach. You do the same, brother.
Thank you.
All right.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.